Blog Talk Radio.
Connecting to the James Peterson Hour here on Journey in the Light. James' special guest today is Jack Treiber. And Jack's website link is listed right here on the show page. James Peterson provides heart-centered healings and intuitive life coaching to assist you with living your true heart in all your relationships and challenges in your life. Trained as a licensed clinical social worker with close to 30 years counseling experience and founder of the True Heart Path, he offers heart-directed guidance and help with whatever you are needing help with. Join James with all of his amazing guests each Monday, 6 p.m. Eastern Time on his Living Your True Heart radio show here on Journey into the Light to help you find true peace within and to align with your soul for your greatest possible life path of your heart. And here is James Peterson.
Thank you, Michael. Thank you, everyone, for joining us today. Again, if you're doing this in archives later on or you're live right now, just thank you very much for taking the time to be able to open yourself to this teaching. I mean, living your true heart is what I teach this radio show. It's what I share about. It's a pathway for everyone to accept as a possibility for themselves. So my good friend and energy healer, Jack Treiber, is going to be on today talking about subconscious limiting and blocking beliefs. And, you know, when we talk about living our true heart, you know, it's not easy to live our true heart. I mean, I already accept that. I already acknowledge that, you know, counseling all these years and seeing everybody going through all their challenges and all these ways that they have physical challenges, emotional challenges, spiritual challenges, physical challenges. There's all these challenges that we have. And sometimes we really doubt, you know, ourselves, doubt if God's really there to help us, if this really makes any difference what we're doing here on this earth. So, you know, I talk to people all the time, and not just counseling, but friends. And, you know, I get together with my friends, and we talk about how they're doing and what's going on in their life. And I just had this wonderful experience last night with my good friends, Roger and Letitia. And Roger's a filmmaker. He's made over 40 films. And we got together, and we talked about our films. I brought my documentary, Living Your True Heart. He had his film, Life on the Run. And we both watched our films and gave each other feedback. And, you know, I think about his path where he had lost his spouse, and he got together now with his wife that's now, and she had lost her spouse, and they came together on this path together. You know, and then they both had to go through cancer and going through that together. And these things that happen on our path. We talked last week with my good friend Zane Marston about losing his wife to cancer, and how it was so tough. They spent every single hour together, every single day together for over 20 to 30 years. And then all of a sudden, you know, it's her time to move on. And it's so hard. And I know my mother's listening to the radio show right now tonight. My mother, Rosemarie, and you know, she lost my father back in 2005. And it's really hard for her to live each day and to be able to create a life for herself and to make sense of everything. So I know she's very religious. She watches her religious channels. She does her prayers and her rosary. She's constantly praying for people. But what I do acknowledge that to live our true heart, to try to make sense of everything, you know, we're all doing our best. We're all doing our best. So that's the first thing. We just want to give ourselves credit that we're doing our best. Now, the first thing I'll say is that I always talk about us being a spiritual being, having a human experience. So whatever we're experiencing in this earth, we're human beings. We have feelings. We have emotions. We have these belief systems. And these belief systems are actually what we believe about ourselves, believe about the world, believe about everyone and everything that really creates our reality. So the belief system, just like a computer, our belief system is our software. This is the operating instructions. So we really can't see outside of these beliefs. Whatever belief we have, we're locked into this belief system. We're locked into this trance, this way of seeing things and reflecting things back to ourselves that really creates our life experience. So very often we're not aware of these beliefs. We're not aware of these limiting beliefs, these ways that we're thinking about things that are really limiting ourselves from how we see ourselves and see the world. I know so many people now are looking at the world and thinking, oh, my God, what is going on? And I mean, just talking to my friends last night, they're just saying, you know, how can you have these beliefs about living your true heart and heaven on earth when all these things are happening to people? These wars are going on. All these political things are going on. You know, doubting and questions and fears. And how can you really see the world as this place, as a loving place? You know, if we stay within our belief system that's limiting us from seeing the greater reality, we will always be in that reality. So the people that are in these belief systems that are seeing the world as a very negative place, a really dark place, a place where there's never going to be peace on earth, that's a place that's like hell. It's like there's no hope. So to begin to look at our belief systems and look at what we're really telling ourselves and begin to say, you know, do I really accept this belief any longer? Is this belief really serving me? Is this something that's going to really help me in my relationships? Is this going to really help me in living my dreams? So each one of us is on our own soul path. Each one of us is living our own life. Each one of us is trying to make sense of our own everyday experiences. And these experiences unfold moment to moment. So we're just given what we have this next moment. I mean, we think there's this past and this future, but truly there's only the now. If you really look at reality, we're only living the now. It's always the now. It's what we're believing right now. It's what we're telling ourselves right now. It's the choice we're making right now. It's the choice to live our heart or not. My friend Roger Wyatt, like I said, he's been a filmmaker for many, many years, and he's doing this film, Life on the Run, and it's all about these people that are looking back at their life and wondering the choices they made and now living this life and saying, is this the world that I really want? Is this the life that I really want? You know, why didn't I continue with my music career? Why didn't I really live my heart and live what I'm passionate about? Why did I give in and just live this job just for the money? So you may be in a relationship right now and wondering, you know, this relationship's not really fulfilling me. And you ask yourself, why am I staying in this? What is this relationship giving me? What am I giving up to have it? So very often we'll be in these relationships where we'll stay in them just because it's comfortable, because, you know, we try to make it work. So we can't give up our life. We can't give up our soul for another person. We'll never be happy. The only way to be happy is to live our soul. And what does it mean to live our soul? They're just words. To live our soul really means to live from this place of our truth. It's every single moment saying, what matters most to me right now? What do I really want to live and experience right now? How do I choose to experience my own heart? Do I live from my heart? Do I trust my heart? Do I act from my heart? Or am I acting from something else? So whatever you believe, we have scientific beliefs. We have religious beliefs. We have all these beliefs about what it means to be a good person, what it means to be a bad person, what it means to be this and be that. They're all just beliefs. If we could just say honor that and accept that and acknowledge that, that everything that we're living right now is a belief. We're believing something about ourselves. Are we good enough to do this? Are we good enough to have that? Our religious beliefs often tell us that we have to be good enough to be loved by God, as if God is some judging being that's going to judge us for not being good enough, that sees us as defective. All that God can ever have, all that any loving being can ever have for another person is compassion, to know that we're all doing our best. So for yourself, just say, what am I believing right now? Are these beliefs serving me? And if not, am I willing to let go of these beliefs to something greater? Even to me surrendering to the truth of knowing something that I don't really know yet, accepting I don't really know how this is going to work. I don't know how it's going to unfold, but I just know that this is something I have to do that I need to do for myself. And if that's leaving that job or leaving that relationship or even choosing to continue in that relationship or that job, it's really the choice you're making because you're saying, this is what I choose. So Jack Traber is an energy healer. And again, everything's energy. Our emotions are energy. Our physical body's energy. Everything about us is our energy bodies, these energy bodies we have. Because everything in our body is all these atoms and electrons and all these things that make up our body that looks like this real physical solid thing. It's mostly just space. Quantum theory has proven that. These scientific beliefs have proven that we have a body that's basically mostly all space. And how it operates and how it contains everything by all these organs operating and communicating with each other is all based on this operating system that we have, that we believe about ourselves, about our body, about our world. So Jack helps people to be able to look at all of these things that make up who they are, their physical body, their emotional body, their mental body, their spiritual body, and all these dimensions of who they are. And not only that, he says, you know, a lot of these things that are happening to us, these traumas that we're experiencing, go back to past lives. Yes, past lives. So maybe there's even thing what they call parallel existences. There's all these things going on simultaneously with ourselves. Again, there's all these ways of looking at our reality that we can operate from, that we can say, you know, I choose to look at it this way. And when you do, that becomes your reality. So Jack helps people to recognize these subconscious limiting and blocking beliefs. These ways of looking at ourselves that are really limiting ourselves, maybe even actually causing some of these diseases we have, that we've created these blockages. We've created these ways of looking at ourselves that have really limited ourselves from having this flow in our body. And without that flow, you begin to have this dis-ease, a lack of ease, a lack of flow, a lack of circulation. So today he's willing to teach us more about that. And I'm just really so open to hearing what he has to say, and I'll even share with you, I spent a year or so working with Jack and saying, you know, I just want to live the highest expression of my soul, Jack. I want to let myself release from every limiting belief that I have. I want to be in this flow of living in my soul's purpose. I want to let go of these relationships that are no longer serving me. I want to live the highest expression of my truth. And that's what I did for a year or so. We just worked on letting go of all the things that limit me so that I can now live in this place, what I call my true heart, because I've let go of a lot of those limiting beliefs. I've learned to be in this place of liberation in myself and know that I only have to serve myself, my truth, my heart. And in doing that, I serve everyone. So I want to invite Jack onto the air, and he's going to talk more about subconscious limiting beliefs and then do some energy healing with people. So thank you so much for being here, Jack. Thank you for being and sharing your heart with everyone.
My pleasure, James. I'm happy to help out.
So please share with us about your understanding about the subconscious limiting and blocking beliefs and whatever is most important to share right now.
Okay, I guess I'll start just by saying that I don't think most people appreciate how powerful our subconscious minds are. Scientists who study the brain, study the mind, who study neuroscience, estimate that our subconscious controls at least 95% of our lives, maybe even up to 99%. So it's really amazing how much of our daily lives are controlled not by our subconscious mind, but by this powerful, not by our conscious mind, but by this powerful subconscious mind that is almost like a supercomputer, like loaded with a database of all these programmed behaviors that most of us have picked up from childhood. I even estimated that by the time we've reached age 6, we've developed this database of behaviors based on the emotional stresses and traumas and experiences of our young lives. And then we spend the rest of our lives with these kind of almost programmed responses that are making decisions for us and not really our conscious minds that are in control. So with this kind of information in mind, I've developed approaches in my energy work with people to acknowledge the fact that our subconscious minds are so powerful. They make the decisions for us. And that contributes to why people who want to stop doing a certain behavior or stop eating a certain way or stop doing certain things in their lives, they can't seem to stop doing it, even though they keep saying, I really want to stop, I'm trying, but I can't seem to stop. And it also may explain why people who want to begin doing something, I want to start exercising, I want to start doing things that are positive for me, and I just can't seem to get started. And it drives people crazy. Why can't I stop doing the things I really want to stop and start doing the things I really want to start? And a lot of that, I think, could be laid at the doorstep of our subconscious minds. So as a result of that information, that realization, when I work with people energetically to try to help them feel better, try to help facilitate their healing, I will continually check on what is their subconscious mind doing, how is it participating in actions that are positive for them? Is our subconscious mind blocking or limiting positive movement in people's lives or not? And where it is limiting, try and do some energetic approaches that will help open the pathway to people moving in a positive direction. So I guess what I'm saying is I've learned through experience and study that our subconscious minds are hugely important in our lives and that we need to check to see that our subconscious minds are not getting in the way of healing, feeling better, living a more positive life, the kind of life we want to lead. So I've developed a number of approaches for examining what are the limiting blocking beliefs, where the subconscious mind with regard to those beliefs, and develop ways to clear the subconscious obstacles getting in the way of people feeling better. So I guess that's kind of a overview of my thinking on the subconscious mind issues.
So Jack, I myself, since about 18 years old, began studying the subconscious and understanding about how it works and operates. And some people think it's the most powerful thing to be able to get control of that subconscious and be able to operate from that place where you create what you want in your life. Well, when you say that we have between 90 and 99% of the true focus is on the subconscious, actually operating is coming from the subconscious, not our conscious mind, what does it say about our conscious mind?
Well, that our conscious mind is making every effort, but by the time our subconscious mind has made its decision or completed its thought, our subconscious mind has likely already kicked in and set the path. That's I think the way that I've seen it in life. And from my research has shown the same thing, that in a millisecond, before your conscious mind acts, your subconscious mind already has set the path. Your initial reaction, your gut reaction, your subconscious reaction is so instant that our conscious mind just tends to follow. And even if our conscious mind is pushing us in a certain direction, there's a subconscious piece behind it that could be resisting at the same time. And that's why, you know, a lot of people are in turmoil. They have this conflict between their conscious and subconscious on, for example, healing some physical issue. And in fact, when I work with people, I will test that by having them say out loud, there's no conflict between my conscious and subconscious on me healing my digestive problems. Okay, I'll have them make a statement like that, and I can feel their system energetically, and I will often feel a weakness energetically when they say that statement, which means that there's a misalignment between their conscious and subconscious minds. So then
when I think about that, Jack, I'm thinking in terms like, how do we even look at this conscious mind? What is even the conscious mind? Is it just this awareness level of just seeing what's going on physically with reality and then being able to have options to become part of our awareness? Okay, I've got these options. And again, I know with the subconscious mind, I've read a lot about growing up how even something physical, like if you're doing skiing or something like that, there comes a point in time where you've practiced all these skiing things and all of a sudden it becomes automatic and all of a sudden you have this way of flowing without really having to make conscious decisions that it's automatically operating. Is that kind of what we're looking at?
Well, sure, it is. But at the same time, you may have practiced skiing and practiced the techniques and even developed some muscle memory, but if subconsciously there's something in your mind from way back when that says, you know, skiing is dangerous. I remember my mom when I was 5 years old said, boy, sliding down a hill, an icy hill on wooden sticks is very dangerous. You could get killed. Okay? So if that memory, which you may even have forgotten, but if that event took place and you remember that your mother said something and you kind of worshiped everything your mother said, back when you were, you know, 4 and 5, then you may have a fear at the same time that you want to ski down and you have certain, you know how to do it. If you have that fear in the back of your mind, that could affect the way your body reacts. It could cause some tension in your system muscularly. You could end up having an accident or a problem because a part of you has this fear and you don't even remember where it came from. So, yeah, the conscious mind has this information, has knowledge, has experience, but these things that happen in the first 5 or 10 years of our lives just has a dramatic effect on controlling what we allow to happen or don't allow to happen. That's kind of the way I see it from, yeah.
As a psychotherapist, you know, counseling people for many years, what I see is that people have these core beliefs that are operating, and these core beliefs are these hidden beliefs. They're not really aware that these beliefs are operating to the point where they're impacting how they're thinking and seeing things. And even our automatic thought process, that's generated by our core beliefs. Like if I have this belief that I'm unlovable, I'm going to see people as seeing me as not worthy of their love, or seeing people looking and rejecting me or denying me value, because I already am projecting onto them that there's no way they can love me. If they only knew me, how could they love me? So these core beliefs are these programs that are operating below the surface of our conscious awareness. And they're really affecting how we're seeing and relating with ourselves and the world and everyone and everything.
Yeah, absolutely. And so typically, if I'm working with a client who has a health issue, I will say for them out loud or have them say, I want to heal this issue X. And as simple and straightforward as that. And they'll often energetically go weak on that, which means that they're not even in alignment on wanting to heal this issue. Even though they're there and they tell me, I want to be healed, when I energy test them for that statement, they'll go weak. So I have to energetically make some shifts in their system until I feel strength when they say those words. So things like, I want to heal, I choose to allow myself to heal, often there's some weakness there. And that weakness shows up in different parts of the energy system. It may show up in the heart chakra, maybe a, an emotional aspect to why they're not allowing themselves to feel better, or maybe a weakness in their solar plexus chakra, other issues in different parts of our system will block the healing. So limiting and blocking beliefs like I'm not worthy and deserving of healing, that I find is so common. When I have people say the positive, or when I have people say I'm worthy and deserving of healing my digestive issues, typically people will go weak on that, sometimes very, very weak. So even though they want to heal and they're trying very hard and they're looking to get help with their healing, a part of them is saying they're not worthy and deserving. Now, that may come from an event a year earlier or an event, you know, 5 decades earlier. So people are dealing with these all the time without even realizing them. So limiting and blocking beliefs can really be a brick wall for a lot of people.
Well, I look at when you're growing up in a family system, you're growing up in a certain belief system of that particular family, whether it's religious or whether it's how families should interact with each other, how to deal with emotions. A child really doesn't have the filter system yet. So they're basically absorbing everything that's going on in their environment to learn how to be able to meet their most basic, most elementary needs of how to be loved and how to feel safe. So they're creating these belief systems that are going to allow them to be able to create some way of operating in the world that they can feel safe and feel loved. So right then, they're gathering all this information from their parents about how their parents deal with things, how they interact with them, how they perceive them, and how they seem to reflect back to them who they think they are. And then they hold on to that, and they register that, and then it becomes like anchored into a formalized way of seeing themselves and seeing the world that you can live from that belief system the rest of your life.
Absolutely. And our parents, you know, hopefully are doing the best that they can, but they grew up with their parents doing the best that they can, but still, we pick up issues along the way, and we live the rest of our lives with those kinds of limiting, blocking beliefs, often subconscious, and we're stuck with them unless and until we address them more directly. And at least the energy work that I do address that directly. And I'm sure, I know there are other techniques as well, but unless you directly address these subconscious beliefs, you don't even know that they're there. All you know is that life has been an obstacle. You don't seem to be able to achieve the things you're looking to achieve that should be achievable. As I said earlier, you can't seem to stop doing things you want to stop or start doing things you want to start. So people are frustrated and don't quite know where to turn. But at least, you know, from my experience, energetically, there are ways to test for subconscious limiting and blocking beliefs and ways to clear them by working through people's energy systems.
So I know the average person listening to this, maybe they don't have a psychology background, maybe they don't have a sophisticated way of, you know, the terminology, but really it's just about when something just doesn't feel right, when you keep having some pattern happening in life over and over again, it's not something you really choose for yourself. Or like you said, it's something you really want to have in your life, but you never seem to get quite to that place, or something always seems to get in the way of it. That can be evidence that's just a subconscious limiting and blocking belief, right?
Exactly. In terms of behavioral issues, that exactly describes it. And then for a lot of other people with physical issues that can't seem to shift in a positive direction, or emotional issues that they can't seem to clear, there may be subconscious factors there that they're just not even aware of. Why they can't seem to shake certain physical problems, why they can't seem to shake certain emotions that seem to be taking over their lives, certain behaviors. So the subconscious is just such an important piece of the puzzle that most people aren't aware of, you know. And if someone goes weak when they energetically weak when they say I'm worthy and deserving of feeling better, okay, or I give myself permission to feel better, or it would be good for me to feel better. If they go weak on statements that they should be strong on, then they're not going to be getting better. And if they go potentially for medical care, let's say allopathic, regular medical care, then even if the situation improves, another problem will likely rise up because they just don't feel worthy deep inside. And the second thing may get a little better. A third, it becomes almost like whack-a-mole, okay? You something pops up, you whack it, okay, then something else pops up. Until you clear the underlying subconscious issues of I'm not good enough, I'm too defective to heal, I'm too broken to heal, or as you said earlier, I'm not lovable, okay? I mean, these things, they sound very soft, okay? They sound very nebulous. But if you feel unlovable, if you feel not good enough, if you don't feel you're deserving, okay, subconsciously, then you're going to have problems your whole life. It's pretty sad how people get themselves or find themselves stuck in certain routines that they can't seem to get out of, or things don't seem to get better. And I think it's reasonable to assume that in many of these cases, it's our subconscious that is blocking the path out. But at least energetically, there are some ways to address that.
Well, I think people can operate better with models. I mean, take a model of a computer to better understand the subconscious mind works. You think about the computer, that computer can't work without that software. You might have all these great intentions of what to do, and you may think you want it to work in a certain way, and you may say, I want this to work in a certain way. But without that software, without that program, with the operating instructions, actually how it operates, how it's going to operate, it can only operate within that system. So unless you have that program in that computer, it's not going to be able to operate. So if you have this program that's in there that's really outdated or obsolete, or maybe it's causing you a lot of problems, if you keep that in there, you're always going to have those problems. And then you'll be questioning, like, why? Why can't I go forward? Why can't I move forward in my life? Why can't I have better relationships? Why can't I have a better job? Why is my health always having problems with my health? So if we look at that our belief systems are really our software, and we recognize that these belief systems aren't serving us, then we say, okay, what can I do to add better software? How can I challenge these belief systems? Like when you talk about muscle, when you talked about going weak, maybe people don't understand muscle testing. You're basically saying, okay, I'm going to say this statement, and how does your body react to this? Does it hold strong, or does it go weak? Does your hand go down, or does it stay up? So when a person's making a question to themselves and they're waiting for a response, the body's going to respond saying what it senses is true, because there's already a built-in mechanism within our body, our subconscious, that already knows what's right, what's wrong, what feels right, what feels wrong, what feels strong, what feels weak. So we already have that system within ourselves that we can listen to, and we can align ourselves with to better understand what's really going on with ourselves if we can listen to our intuition, if we can listen to our gut, because that'll give us evidence of what we're really believing. So what I see is it's so important to get more ways of seeing what we're believing, because how we feel from our gut level is saying, you know, even though my head's telling me this, my gut's saying something different. So I know you work with that, Jack. You work with people identifying these core beliefs that they have, and you help them to be able to release themselves from that. So they may be at first like a level 8 or 9 of level distress, and then you work to get to that level of distress down like 2 or 3 where that belief's not really operating anymore.
That's right, exactly. To change the software, to change the programming that was set, you know, when they were children, so that they can respond differently. And you know, the power of that subconscious mind. You know, we've all probably heard of people with multiple personalities, you know, a certain illness, but one personality can be kind of severely allergic to strawberries, for example. And the mindset of a different personality within the same person can eat the strawberries without any problems. So these are really powerful subconscious beliefs that affect our physical body in ways. And yes, if we can change that software. So as you said before, the mind can be thinking one thing, but if you're feeling a twinge, in that too. Because it could be your, wait a minute, not an idea, okay? Or the subconscious getting away from doing the limitations that people seem to have, they're feeling physically or by the way they're acting. Doing what you can to shift and modify that software so people can respond in a way that is not based on limitations and were set when they were 5 years old.
You're kind of going in and out, Jack, with your phone, I noticed. I hear what you're saying. So what I would say is, you know, people out there, and what I would just say is this, are you feeling good? Do you feel like there's anything in yourself that's in conflict with what you're living right now? And if it's in conflict, what are those beliefs? What are these beliefs informing you? What are they saying to you? Where do they come from? Where do they start? So just begin that exploration. I mean, a lot of times with counseling, I have people journal because I want to become more aware of what they're saying to themselves, what they're feeling, how they're reacting to certain people, how they feel about their world, how they feel about their job, how they feel about waking up the next morning, because those are all beliefs that are operating. And if you're able to become more aware, you go to that higher level of awareness, really being like the observer self and watching and seeing what you're thinking, seeing what you're feeling and not reacting to it, but just noticing it without judgment, you begin to get to that deeper level of awareness.
Yeah, that sounds really good. I mean, for when your life isn't progressing the way that you understand where the obstacles are. What are you trying to achieve that isn't working for you? So contribute
Jack,
to that.
I hate to interrupt, but Jack, is it possible you could call back in? We would like to hear everything you're saying, and it's breaking up pretty bad.
See, I'm surprised I haven't moved at all. But I will call.
Okay.
So I just want to continue with everybody here. So everybody that's listening to this, Jack will be calling back in and working, maybe offering some energy healing sessions so you can better idea how it actually translates, what he actually does to help people. But in the meantime, again, whatever's happening right now with you, how you're feeling about yourself, whatever you're going through, these challenges that seem to be presenting themselves, very often our subconscious beliefs get really translated into our everyday experiences. What are these feelings we're having that are in conflict with what we're experiencing in our life and how maybe we want something, but something saying, you know, you're not quite ready for that or you're not good enough for that. So you may identify that those beliefs go way, way, way back to as a child, you identifying that your parent was really looking at you as not being good enough or not being lovable or maybe there's something wrong with you and you really internalize that. And maybe they didn't even mean that, but maybe you just interpreted that based on your understanding level at that point in your life. And when you're 3-4 years old, you don't really have cause-effect relationship yet. That's all pre-operational thinking. So to get to the point where you can begin to be able to have cause and effect relationships and have a better understanding with a perspective on what you're experiencing, you're going to develop these programs that are going to be really, let's just say, not quite complete. And in that way, you're going to have these instructions that aren't really complete. So you're not really going to know how to be able to handle these situations in your life. And then you're going to think there's something wrong with you because you're not able to do things you think you should be able to do. I mean, very often when you're growing up and you are in a situation where you have to be able to do things before you're ready at the age level to do it, it's where people can say you become parentified. You're learning to be a parent when you're still a child. You're learning to be able to try to do things before you're ready to do things. And then you feel like there's something wrong with you because you can't do it. So you start feeling bad about yourself, start feeling bad about not being able to do the things you think you should be able to do. And then that just goes on to project onto other people, seeing you as not worthy of love, not thinking that you're good enough for them. So really, it's really about each person's individual exploration, each person's individual path in life, and learning to be able to face each of these challenges as opportunities. Because every time you're being challenged by somebody, it's an opportunity to learn more about yourself, more about what's happening with you, more about what you're believing. So take these opportunities. Look at these challenges as opportunities. Everything that's happening to you is really because you're creating this reality of your own beliefs, and you're facing these beliefs, and you're learning to take ownership of these beliefs.
I want you.
So, Michael, is
this back,
back with us? Oh,
yes,
great,
I'm back.
Great. Continue.
Yes.
So I was wondering if you'd be willing to have some people come on and really show them what you do.
Oh, okay. Well, sure. We can do that.
Wonderful.
If somebody wants to call in with a specific issue, or I could test a few of these statements and see whether there feels like there's alignment or misalignment with regard to certain limiting or blocking belief statements.
Beautiful.
Okay, well then let's go to the phone lines then, and area code 415, the Bay Area. Can we get your first name, please?
Hello, my name is Ann.
Hello, Ann.
Hi, Ann.
Hello.
So how can we be helpful?
I would like to get a healing about job hunting. I have a conscious fear, probably as well, about just sending out my resume and my resume not being accepted to attract a new job.
Okay. So, all right, let's try a few statements and see if you feel like you stay strong in alignment
uh-huh.
or kind of weak in misalignment. So let's have you say, I really want to find a new job.
I really want to find a new job.
Okay, you actually go a little bit weak even on that, but just a little bit.
Yeah,
okay.
I'm pretty clear on that one.
Oh, you are? Okay. How about, I believe I have a strong enough resume to get a decent job.
I can say that one already. I believe I have a strong enough resume to get a decent job.
Okay, all right. So you know you go weak on that too.
Well, it's a decent job, but not the job I want. You know, I know I can get some job, but it's really a new job. Best job for me.
What's that?
I want the best job. The one, the best.
You want
job.
The best job.
Not too
okay.
bad job.
How about
right.
I deserve statement?
Well, yeah. How about saying, I deserve the best? Can you say that?
You cut out. I deserve the best job.
All right. I feel a fair amount of weakness on that end. Okay.
So then what?
The feeling. Okay. I'm feeling in most all of your chakras on that, especially your heart chakra. I think what you need to do is start off with enough to look good and some energy clear so soon.
Sorry, we can't hear anything that you say.
You're cutting out,
Jeez.
Jack.
Okay,
yeah.
Let me call you with my other. I'm sorry. This hasn't
That's okay.
been an issue before.
I'll talk to Ann in the meantime when you switch over. So, Ann, this
okay.
is James. How you doing?
Hi. Good, thank you.
Hi. You know what? I talk to my clients all the time about different jobs and going for different jobs. And
right.
It's really just bringing everything together and saying, what do I really, really want? And you have to let go of all the things that you think can limit you from that and just go for what you want. Just say, this is what I want. I'm going to go for it. I'm going to put everything into it. I don't know if you have any spiritual belief, but praying and saying, you know, I'm going to put my best foot forward. I trust that I'm going to be brought to the right people, the right situations. And it's powerful when you really align yourself in that way. Again, if there's any limiting, blocking belief, it'll come up. It'll say, well, I don't really think I deserve this, or I don't think I can really do that. I'm not good enough to do that, or even though I love that. So that's why it's about limiting, blocking beliefs, that those things will come up when you start really saying, this is what I really want. This is my true heart.
Mm-hmm.
I want this. This is what I want. This is going to make me happy. This is what I'm going to feel productive. It's going to be a great opportunity to learn and grow. Just starting from that place.
Okay.
You know, and it's really individually within your own self saying, wow, I would just love to experience this. I would love to be able to learn about this. I'd love to be able to be in a place where I can make more money and have a better lifestyle for myself. Whatever that is for you, it's a very individual thing. It's not even – it's very individual.
Right.
So what is it for you? What do you really, really want to do?
Oh, something more creative, working more in the arts, working with people in the creative arts.
And what have you done in the past?
Okay.
Yeah, no, I've already done this. I don't want to talk about this on the phone.
Oh, yeah.
So I don't need the job rundown. I already know what I want.
Well, beautiful.
Okay,
that's wonderful then.
Okay,
can you hear me now, James?
Yes.
Yes, go ahead, Jack. We can hear you fine.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. All right. I'm on a different line now. Hopefully, this will. I apologize for my cell phone acting funky. Based on what I felt from those few statements, there are some real obstacles to you getting what consciously you say you want. So I think maybe it's helpful to take a few steps back as to any foundations for the difficulties that your system seems to have with regard to looking for the best possible job. So you can work on, for example, I'm worthy and deserving of having a better job.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you have a job right now?
Oh, yes.
Okay. So you're looking for something better, okay?
And
let me have you say, I deserve to have a better job.
I deserve to have a better job.
Okay. Now, you were a little bit weak, but you were much stronger than when you said, I deserve the best job, okay? So maybe start with something a little bit not quite that over the top. Okay, start with something that I deserve a better job. I'm worthy and deserving of having a better job. All right? Now, you can support that by doing certain amount of energy work. Now, you may not be familiar with energy work, but just tapping on certain acupressure points on your body will help you address some of these subconscious beliefs that are holding you back. So, for example, you can tap on the groove in your chin just below your lower lip.
Yeah.
That groove in your chin below your lip controls a whole bunch of powerful chakras or energy centers along your body. So that's a very emotionally powerful point, is the groove in your chin. And your upper lip is another circuit called your governing circuit that runs up your head and down your spine, and that's a little bit more cerebral. So if you tapped on your chin and your upper lip while you were saying or thinking, I'm worthy and deserving of having a better job, then you would help clear some of these subconscious obstacles. You may want to tap on, I believe I'm good enough to get a better job. Okay? So I would say, develop some statements that aren't quite as overreaching. Something just a little better than what you have now, but not asking for the moon and the stars. I think that might be helpful for you.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Okay. Okay. Good luck, Ann.
Thank you, Ann. Good luck. We have about five minutes left.
I think sometimes
she had to work with her belief systems.
Yeah, there's something holding her back. She may not feel that, maybe even consciously, that she's quite, her resume is strong enough, her experience is strong enough, or she's even good enough. Sometimes if I have people who seem like they go very weak on something that they want, I'll use a phrase that starts with the words, I'm open to the possibility that so-and-so would be a little bit better, okay? So rather than I'm good enough, I'm open to the possibility that I may be good enough. So kind of take baby steps to where you want to be rather than try and bite off a big chunk that subconsciously there's a lot of resistance on. That's a thought.
Jack, now can you explain what you were doing when you were trying to test what level of strength she was at? Can you explain that a bit more?
Yeah. What I had Ann make the statement I tuned into her system and her voice energetically, and I could feel energetically her voice, the energy in her voice reflecting her system, dropped significantly. It dropped the most when she says, I deserve to have the best job. It dropped a whole lot. When she said, I deserve to have a better job, it dropped less, okay? A little bit weak, but less so than asking for expecting the best job. So I was tuning into her voice, and, you know, having done energy work for 20-plus years, I'm sensitive to energy even in someone's voice from a distance, and I could feel the her different reactions to those two statements. So typically I have a lot of different statements I'll work with people, depending on what the issue is, and try and bring them along and clear the weaknesses. I suggested to Ann tapping at a few points. Of course, when I'm working with someone, I can do things more efficiently and more substantially. So, but even people themselves can help. Even by tapping those two points I told her, upper lip and grooving your chin, those are the governing and central meridians in the energy system, and that can really help loosen up and clear some emotional and mental subconscious beliefs that are getting in the way.
Just something simple as tapping on underneath your lip and above your lip, that does it by itself, huh? Just to be able to loosen things up.
It will help. I'm not saying that by itself will clear the whole thing, because subconscious resistance can reside in different places. It can reside in individual chakra energy center, let's say your solar plexus. It can reside in your aura. So to do it, you know, completely thoroughly would involve more than someone could do on their own. That's where they could use help with, and that's kind of what I do. Use my energy sensitivities and experience to feel where the weaknesses are and be able to correct them. Weaknesses in meridians, in organs, in the governing and central meridian, which I just mentioned, or in someone's biofield, their aura. So looking at all those kinds of things, potentially issues from a past life, it can get pretty involved. I was trying to give Ann a little bit of kind of first aid that could help a bit, maybe enough to bring her to where she wants to be. But it takes more advanced techniques to be able to clear the deeper and more involved subconscious limiting blocking beliefs.
Now, I know you work out of New York, in Saratoga, New York, and Clinton Park, New York. If people want to get more information about this, how would they either contact you or work with you?
Sure. The website I have for distance work is called distancehealingarts.com. Okay, distancehealingarts.com. My phone number, if people wanted to contact me, is 518-225-4692, and my email address is energy4hh@yahoo.com, and that's the number 4. So energy4hh@yahoo.com, and I'd be happy to get back to people if they have any questions or whatever they want, if they want to contact me.
Well, wonderful. Well, Jack, thanks again for joining us, and it's always just great talking with you about all these different ways of healing. I know everybody's different healing modalities, and you've been doing this for many, many years, and you see what works and what doesn't work, and you keep refining your system. And I love the way it's always play for you, just constantly exploring new ways and how to help people feel better about themselves and to be able to be healed in different ways that free them up to be able to have more happy, more fulfilling lives. So thank you so much for being on the show again.
My pleasure, James. Thanks so much for inviting me. I'm happy to share what I've kind of learned and experienced over the years, and I think people should feel hopeful and optimistic that there are things they can do that can be helpful in their lives. The work that you do is powerful. The work I do is powerful. A lot of things can help. If people are willing to reach out, they can be helped to kind of achieve things in their lives that they really would like to achieve.
Wonderful. Well, thank you so much, Jack.
Most welcome, James. Be well.
Be well. So I just want to just kind of say again to everybody, you know, wherever you are in your life, whatever's going on, this is your life. And everything that's happening, you can begin to see these beliefs that are operating in your life. And really, there's not much more you really need to do to change your life and to transform your life and the world you're living than just going back to these beliefs. Because these beliefs are what underneath everything. They're really the operating instructions. That's what's causing you to see things in a certain way. And how you see things is how you relate with it. So whatever's going on in your life, it's not what's going on. It's how you're seeing it. And how you're seeing it is based on these beliefs that are underneath everything. You might not be aware of. So what I recommend a lot of my clients, and I recommend everyone listening, just do something to help you increase awareness. Begin journaling. Just beginning, take time to meditate and just listen and be quiet and just listen to what's going on. And maybe just wake up in the morning and think about, you know, what do I want to experience today? What do I choose to experience today? Do I want to continue to do these things I did yesterday and the year before? Or do I choose something else for myself? And when you go to bed at night, before you go to bed at night, think about your day and think about what happened and everything that went on and the people you met with and how you felt about things. And then just go back to this place of saying, you know, what am I learning about my life? What am I learning about myself? What do I choose the next day to go forward with? Because whatever these beliefs that are happening, that are operating with you, that you really feel are no longer helping you, why hold on to them? Why hold on to these things that don't help you anymore? It's like these friends in your life. You know, there comes a point in time where you recognize these friends really aren't friends, that they're really all about themselves. They just want for themselves. They don't really care about you, and you talk to them, and you know, they're just wanting to say things to you, but they're not listening to you. They're not caring about you. So why do you continue with these people? Why do you continue with these jobs that are just these jobs where you feel like, you know, they don't really care about what I have to offer, and I don't really feel good about what I'm offering anymore, and I feel like I've got more to offer somewhere else, and I want to look at my possibilities. So like, and, you know, I want a better job. I want something more creative. I want something that can be more fulfilling. And it really, I really believe in prayer. I believe just starting to say to yourself, I open myself to the possibilities. I surrender to the truth. I want to be able to be guided to the right people, the right situations for me. And that's that belief system that, you know, you have the power within you to make these changes. So living your true heart, like I always say, it's not easy. However, it can be the most fulfilling, the most wonderful, the greatest adventure you could ever imagine, because you're going to live from this place of saying, what really matters to me? What do I want to create in my life? What would be the most beautiful experience of experiencing heaven on this earth? This place where I really feel at peace and feel joy about living my life. And it's a process. It's day by day, letting go of what doesn't work and holding on to what does work and building yourself and building your life to this place where you say, I really love myself. I really love myself. When you get to that place, doesn't matter what other people think, you love yourself. You love your life. You create from that love. And that's the most powerful force in the universe. So thank you so much. My number for counseling is 518-344-6273. I so look forward to creating this documentary and sharing with everybody all around the world. So have a wonderful week. And I love you. Love yourself.